Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sheriff DeJuan Witt from Hennepin County in studio, and let's start with the newsy aspect of this. We've had it in the news, and yesterday at the Carmel Market, there is a ICE raid that happens, and your office gets a call that some Homeland Security officials are under threat from roughly 60 to 70 people, and your department shows up and did not find that. Can you clarify what happened yesterday and, I guess, how your office was involved and what you discovered when you went there? Obviously, tensions are very heightened with these efforts that are happening with Homeland Security, but I want your account of what happened yesterday.
No, thank you for the question. And first off, I do want to acknowledge that there are people that are fearful. Their anxiety is high because of all the things that are going on. So I think we need to give that some attention. But yesterday we did receive a call from an agent, and in his report to dispatch, they were under attack. We went there. We did not find, in our presence, we didn't see anything like that. Once they cleared, we cleared. You know, there was, it seems to be some misunderstandings about what we do. Again, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office does not enforce immigration at all, whatsoever. We do partake in anything that's related to criminal elements. So, you know, no matter who it is, it doesn't matter your race, your religion, your profession, we show up when there's a help call, and that's what we did yesterday.
I just want to, we have the clip of it, because your office made a point of sharing the call that this officer or this agent made to you, and you shared it via X. And I wanted to play that first and then react to it.
Yes, we need assistance immediately. This is a Homeland Security. I got officers getting attacked.
Okay, where?
On West 29th and Pillsbury. I got forwarded to Minneapolis, and they're not answering their phone.
29th.
It's right down the street from Chicago Lake Liquors. Yep. West 29th and Pillsbury Avenue.
Boy, are you all right?
They're surrounded, and they're being attacked.
How many is it, like, okay.
We only have a few officers, but we have, what did they say, 60 to 70 agitators that are fighting them. They're not answering their phone now, so I don't know if they got knocked out or what, but we need help.
Okay, and who's calling?
Supervisor with Department of Homeland Security. I'm in the Joint Operations Control Center, the JOC here for this operation.
Okay.
So you felt it was important enough to share that call. Why?
Because there's a lot of misinformation out there about what we're responding to, or what we do respond to and what we don't respond to. I think it's very important for people to know exactly what to expect from their law enforcement agencies. You know, again, immediately I started getting calls, text, emails in regards to what were we collaborating with ICE. And again, I can't put enough emphasis on if there's anybody out there that calls for help, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office does respond. It does not matter your immigration status. It does not matter your profession. It does not matter your race. It does not matter your religion. The oath that we took is to preserve all life, and that's what we do.
Sheriff, we also saw a piece by Esme Murphy, who was out on the streets with some of these protesters. And in her news story, there was video of ICE officers allegedly using, or I mean, they said they were sprayed with pepper spray. The crowd was sprayed with pepper spray. One woman was yelling that the ICE officer tased somebody else. Did your officers see any kind of altercation? And are you saying that when you got there, you didn't see any ICE officers being attacked? Your officers?
Yes, our deputies did not report seeing any physical altercations with the people that were there and in the agents. In regards to people being sprayed, what I can speak to is our agency. We did not use any kind of control mechanisms, as it was not necessary. Again, it was nonviolent by the time that we arrived. I can't speak to what was happening before we were there. And I think that, you know, it's very important to make sure that we stay as factual as possible. And with that, I want to say there's still things that we have to review, too, right? So I want to be careful of that, because what's important to me is that when I say something, people believe me. So I want to be as accurate as possible, and accuracy is more important than being expedient in these type of issues.
Your job is tough enough, I would imagine, just dealing with the budget you have and having to deal with politicians to make sure is funded, not only your deputies, but your jail and the other things you oversee. Can you just add how much additional stress this situation has caused you and your officers, because whether they want to be or not, they're being pulled into a political situation, because mm-hmm. there are plenty of people on both sides of this who say, well, ICE is doing what they should be doing. And there's also plenty of people saying, no, this is wrong. These are American citizens who are, some of them are being detained illegally. I cannot imagine. And then you're in the middle of it, and you're being blamed by both sides. Well, you're not helping enough, or you're helping too much. Can you give me a sense of the added stress that this has put on you and your department?
It's put a lot of stress on all of us that are involved. You know, again, these are people that are doing this job. When I speak to our deputies, you know, with them, their families, their loved ones, their friends, it is impacting them quite a bit. And at the same time, understanding that the oath that they took, when they have to put whatever personal feelings they have beside to uphold the laws here, that takes a lot from them. It takes a lot from them. But what I will say is this, is no matter what your job is, no matter if you're state, local, county, federal, professionalism has got to always be at the top of what you do. That's one of the conversations that I had after this incident, soon after this incident, with HSI leadership. It's like, you know what? Doing this job doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. And I'm sorry I said it.
No,
but, you know, right. You need to be professional at all times. You treat people with dignity and respect. You can do this job and do all of those things. Stop acting as if you have to do one or the other. You know, it's interesting, because whether you're when you're doing a job that the law allows you to do, whether it's local or federal law, when you're doing that and then you step outside of being professional, the narrative comes. The narrative is more about how you responded and not your job anymore. You know, again, I will tell people, you know, define, don't defend, define, don't defend. And again, you don't have to be a jerk to do the job.
Right.
Treat people with dignity and respect.
Have you seen those officers not doing that?
I've seen videos where I would say that I would not respond in ways that they have. And again, though, I want to be cautious of that, too, because, you know, it's one thing to watch something on video, and it's another thing to be there.
To be there and live it.
You know, the one thing you cannot tell somebody or tell somebody to do is, when should your, let's just say your spidey senses go off? People feel danger for different reasons. It's based off of their training, their lived experiences. And this isn't just for law enforcement officials. This is anybody. So, you know, again, at the end of the day, be professional. Be professional and treat people with dignity and respect. You can still do your job. You can still be safe and do all those things. Let the narrative be about the job and not about people acting outside the lines of what their jobs are.
We're talking with Sheriff Dawana Witt live in studio. It's also Questions for the Sheriff Day. She is also taking your questions. See, we said we were going to take listener questions, and then we spent the whole time, Adam, you and I, asking her our questions.
She got
we
fired up.
An opportunity. 651-461-9226. Call us, text us. We'll take a break, but more with Sheriff Dawana Witt next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
More with Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt. We spent the last segment talking about specifically what happened yesterday near the Carmel Market and the response by local law enforcement as well as ICE and other federal agencies. And a texter is asking this question. Sheriff, in your opinion, are these ICE agents trained properly? Who are they? Do you have any idea? Former police, former military? Do you know that?
I don't know specifics. I do know that it's a mixed bag of tricks with every person that they have. I do know that it's been confirmed by supervisors of HSI that not everyone is from Minnesota that is here. But as far as their training, I can't speak specifically to that. I don't know what kind of training they've had, but I would say that, I think it's important to acknowledge, right, they're people too.
And, sure, absolutely.
And acknowledging that they have a job to do. I don't agree with the job that they have, but, you know, it's, again, I'll go back to be professional. You can still do this job, do the job that they have, and treat people with dignity and respect. And that's what we need to do. And at the same time, yes, you can be safe. You do not need to be feeding into that narrative that, or actually, I should say, just dirtying up the policing profession. You know, it is a noble profession. I can't speak again to the federal part of it, but what's hard for us here, I would say, in Minnesota is you come in, you're messing up our communities, you treat people like crap, and then you leave, and we have to deal with it, and we're the ones who have mm-hmm. to build that trust. We have been working so hard these last 5 years or so to build trust back into the communities, and this isn't helping. It is not helping. You know, we can talk about, okay, well, their jobs. In Hennepin County alone, you know, we have over 14,000 or 18,000 people with warrants. Over 5,000 of those are felony warrants. That is a statutory mandate of the sheriff's office to go after people with warrants.
Right.
So, you know, we are doing our best to keep the community safe. I will say that they don't help us with our warrants.
Yeah.
But it's important to keep those things in perspective. If there are people out there with these active warrants, we do go after them, the local warrants here.
Sheriff, you mentioned before that people are scared. I know friends of mine who are immigrants but here legally are afraid. They really are. Even Ilhan Omar announced that her son was pulled over, questioned, and she said that when he showed proof of citizenship, he was let to go on his way. Are you, first of all, what would that proof of citizenship be? If somebody pulled me over and asked for proof of citizenship, I mean, all I have is my license. You know, my credit cards. What are you telling? Are people supposed to carry some kind of papers around, like in Germany in 1939? Or is a license enough to show proof of citizenship? And what is your advice to people who are concerned what they should be carrying?
Well, let's be clear. Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, we do not ask for people's immigration status. That is against our policies. So that's something that we do not do. But in general, with what everyone's seeing and experiencing, unfortunately, yeah, we're going to have to we tell people to keep themselves safe, keep whatever documentation they have, passport, real ID, to prove that they are a citizen. But we know we've also heard stories out there where people have had those things or they weren't asked for those proper credentials and were still detained anyways. So, you know, but, you know, and then speaking to the family portion of it, Jordana, you guys know I speak about my grandkids and my daughters all the time. You know, my granddaughter, who's 13 years old, who goes to a very diverse school, when these kids, her specifically I'll speak to, are also feeling the pressures and the stress of this as they're seeing their friends worried about their families, worried about what's happening when they should be in school learning. This isn't just affecting adults. Our kids are being affected by all of this, too. And so we have to be very careful as to how we are talking to our families about this and being very in tune to the stress, the undue stress that our kids are going through. Their brains are not processing the extent of this. It is terrifying. So again, with the job, be professional. You don't need a show. You don't need to go out terrorizing communities. And with that being said, I heard a comment from one of our federal government leaders, something to the effect, well, if we just let them into the jails, then they wouldn't be in the communities. Well, that's a crock, right? Not everybody who is here illegally goes to jail.
Yeah.
So you know, I do not like that has been put out there. It's like, yeah, you know, because we do not cooperate with ICE. We are not a part of their 287G programs. That's crock. They would still continue to do this even if they were allowed to use their detainers, which are not judicial warrants, to come and take people from the jail. That's a bunch of crap.
Can I just say that you're like, we've talked to you about this for months now, and we've talked to Police Chief Brian O'Hara for months now, and it's always been fairly careful about, okay, this is, they've got a job to do, and yes, but by our duty of our jobs, we don't assist them, but we just want to make sure, as everybody said, you're coming across today, I'm just going to be honest, is pretty pissed off about what's happening.
Yeah.
It's surprising to me in the sense that in the position you're in and the position that like the chief is in, that you have to obviously maintain some neutrality in that, look, they're doing their job, we're doing our job. Mm-hmm. But boy, it seems like you're really kind of being, to put it lightly, annoyed by what you're seeing out on the streets.
Well, it is because, you know, again, I'm all about community. And when I hear and see the fear and the anxiety that people are going through, and especially with our kids, that does make me angry. Mm-hmm. It saddens me at the same time.
Yeah.
Again, you got a job to do. Be discreet when you can. You don't need a show. Treat people with dignity and respect. And you know what? Listen to people. I mean, I can't imagine our local law enforcement going out there and just detaining and putting somebody in their cars without telling them why, or even making sure that you are accurate with who you have. So, you know, again, and then the misinformation out there, it's not helping. You know, we need to make sure that we are being transparent as possible. We do need the community to trust us. We do need people who are being victimized to be able to call for help when they need help. You know, I do think that there are ways that we can work together if everybody was just transparent and not trying to, like, showboat their way through this, right? Nobody, no sheriff, no chief, no city council members, no commissioners want people in our communities that are killing people, raping people, preying on our kids. Nobody wants that. So, you know, how about share the information? You know, share the information. If there's people out there preying on our communities, hey, federal law enforcement, tell us that. I can tell you that, you know, when they have the detainers, right, the detainers that are used, it does not say the specifics of what they want to talk to someone about, you know, or why they want us to hold us. And again, I want to go back to saying that detainers are not warrants. And, you know, even with the lawsuit that I was named in, where they said that I was treating them, the federal agencies, different than other law enforcement entities, when in fact, I'm being consistent. You know, it could be Ramsey County, Dakota, Washington, Minneapolis, New Hope, doesn't matter. They know if we are to hold somebody past the time that they are finishing up on whatever reason we have them detained for, they need a warrant. So the federal government is no different. And so if you have this information that you have somebody who is dangerous and violent, the worst of the worst, federal courthouse is right across the street from the jail. Get the warrant. There's no discretion there. We have to follow warrants. I don't understand why that can't be done. Or perhaps it's because to get that warrant, you have to show probable cause. Just saying.
It's good to be saying. A couple more. Let's see. We do have time for a couple of your questions, and most of them are ICE-related. So here's a question for the sheriff from a texter. If ICE is doing something illegal, such as going on private property like Augustana College without judicial warrant, is there any agency that can be called?
Well, I can't speak for what every agency would do, right? We know that we get calls about private property. I would say call your local authorities and let them know if it's private property. But again, here goes the deal that that people should be very well aware of, is that there are federal laws do trump are some of our local laws here. And so, you know, if they're acting in accordance to a warrant, they have the right to be there. So, you know, it's a case by case basis. But I would say if you have any questions, always call. Don't hesitate to call.
Somebody else is wondering, too, like we focused on ICE here, but somebody's also saying, you know, the people who show up to these raids who are, you know, protesting the actions, even though it's their First Amendment right to do so, are they adding to the stress here, adding to the fire?
Well, I think we can all agree that any human being, when your anxiety is up, when you're stressed, when you're scared, we all probably respond, not all the time, but a lot of times in a way that we would not normally if under normal conditions. You know, we are there to make sure that people's rights are upheld. We do need accountability and responsibility on both sides. Yes, be there. You can voice your opinions, but please do not impede any law enforcement action, because now that threshold has been stepped over. You know, one of the things when we talk to people, or at least when I talk to people, you know, I always say, get through whatever that incident is. And whatever complaints you have, make sure that you are able to complain. But don't be the focus of doing something that is illegal, right, because then that takes the focus off of the issues. So, you know, again, you know, when we get those calls and their help calls, we are there to protect everyone. Everyone. It doesn't matter who it is. We have to protect everyone.
Someone says, I don't have a question, but please tell Sheriff Witt, thank her for her grace and leadership. She is awesome and an inspiration, and we need more amazing people like her in this world. She's appreciated by the county, and she should know she makes a difference. She's a hero. Just wanted to give you some positivity there, because I know we've been talking about a lot of hard things.
Well, thank you. I need that, because I could tell you, even though my team tells me not to read comments, I read comments, and she's
terrible.
Yep.
Terrible.
I'd rather know than not know what people are thinking, and clarify where I can clarify, define, not defend again.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll try to get to some other topics with the sheriff in the time we have left. 947 WCCO. It is 9:50. That is your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to seal your winter warmth in with professionally installed insulation. Get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate all month long. I did want to, Jordan, do you have a question? I did, because when she started, we did have a question from somebody that was not controversial or ice related that I wanted to ask her. But if you have something top of mind, go ahead. It's something was,
no. Go ahead.
I was just trying to find it. Basically, it was somebody asking you, like, what you're most proud of in your time as sheriff. And I thought that was, you know, that's a good non-controversial question after the last, you know, half hour we've just had.
Well, no, thanks for that question. What I would say is, you know, again, not knowing that I was going to be running for sheriff and then doing it, you know, growing up, again, being that kid who think that I didn't deserve something like this, or that this isn't meant, this kind of job isn't meant for me, but also leading with from the heart, you know, leading with compassion and empathy. One of the things, so one of our biggest challenges, as you heard, was staffing, right? One of the things that I'm most proud of is as we started recruiting people, and then it was just going so well, and then asking that question, you know, okay, what is it about Hennepin County Sheriff's Office? And to hear men and women come to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office that says, we like the leadership, we like that you're still doing the job, this is where we want to be. And, you know, I'm just being myself. I'm just being myself. And so for people to say something like that, it's like, because I do, I always have doubts, is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? But I'm so proud that we were able to recruit during the time where so many other agencies are doing it and get to those authorized numbers, which still, again, is not enough. But I'm proud of that.
You should be. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas.
I don't know yet. I just got back from vacation yesterday. And so I'm still a little bit got ocean on my mind, but I'm sure I'll be with family.
Booth.
Okay. On the staffing part, where are we at with the budget, and you talking to county commissioners, the people who obviously decide what's happening? And I know that's always a battle. It's a battle with every department, right? Not just law enforcement, but every department says we should have this amount of money, and unfortunately that pot isn't always as big as you'd like it to be. Where are we at with that? And if we're looking at 2026, what is the top priority for you in terms of where you want this department to go?
Well, there's been a lot of talks about budget. I know that there's been a lot of conversations in regards to taxes going up. You know, I got a lot of respect for our county administration because they have to make some really tough decisions. It's not just about the sheriff's office, but my job is...
You're just butt-kissing right now, right?
Listening. I don't do that. It makes your breath stink. I don't do that. I'm just being realistic about it, right? But at the same time, it's my job to advocate for what the sheriff's office needs. And even though we know that these next couple years are going to be very tough fiscally, it is my job to make sure I say what it is that the sheriff's office needs to make sure that we are able to operate at the highest level ever. There are some things that should not be negotiable. I am concerned about the budget stressors that I have, you know, including getting my my FTEs down. Now's not the time. I don't think any city, county, should be looking at putting those kind of restraints on public safety.
Because they want you to drop full-time employees?
Not necessarily. Get down to a different number than what I'm at, probably about 40 or so numbers. But, I mean, there's some room where we can wiggle there. But, again, this is why I like to invite people into the sheriff's office to see everything that we're dealing with, whether it's a ride-along or doing a tour of the jail, sitting down with our analysts, our lab. Because no matter what, the ask from the communities, from our local law enforcement agencies, from our constituents, those are not slowing down for the sheriff's office. And something that is so important to me is to make sure that we can operate from that aspect where we can be proactive instead of always reacting. And a lot of that has to do with your budget. I need the people to do the job, to continue to be proactive, to make sure that we are doing the jobs that is expected of us. And you need bodies to do that. And unfortunately, that means money. But again, knowing that this isn't just a Hennepin County thing, right? It's not just a Minneapolis thing. This is happening everywhere. A lot of tough decisions have to be made. But I will still argue the point that public safety needs to be a priority. Specifically law enforcement, it needs to be a priority because there are predators out there. There's people that are looking at where these cuts are going to be made just so that they can continue to prey on our communities. We cannot afford to cut funding for public safety.
Sheriff, is there anything you want to add before we have to take a break?
I don't know. Do we have? I don't think I have anything. I was hoping for another question.
We have the holidays coming up, and obviously you are in charge of the water patrol, too, and this is a dangerous time when ice is forming, and a lot of people want to get out on the ice to go fishing and stuff, and it's still a little early, so just I'm sure you want to give a fair warning there.
Yeah, you know, as we say, no ice is, that's kind of like the word you don't want to use, right? It's just not safe, you know? So whatever, for those of you that are on the lakes and doing ice fishing and all your recreation activities, make sure you have the safety gear you need. Make sure people know where you're at. Make sure you are just being it safe and be careful of those vehicles and UTVs and things like that you're taking out on the lake. We do have a dive team that will respond, but if we don't have to, we don't want to. So be safe.
I just want to, just thank you too, by the way. I know what you're saying is it's impossible not to be controversial when we're talking about these topics. And I know there's plenty of people listening who probably disagree with you and probably feel differently about what's happening in our streets. But it was clear what you were talking about is from your heart and what you see as a law enforcement professional. And I just want to thank you for doing that, even though people may disagree with you and you may face some blowback for that.
And you know, and that's what's so important. People need to remember that is why this country is so great, is because we have the ability to disagree and agree.
Yep.
But again, let's do it respectfully. Let's listen to the other side. Don't just stay in your comfort zone with what seems to be right for you. Challenge yourself to see views from other people's points of view. Again, I won't curse again. You don't have to be a jerk about it. Yep. It's okay to disagree. But more importantly, let's make sure we're listening to each other.
Hennepin County Sheriff DeJuana Witt, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon. And we'll
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.